From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you this week?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Our challenge last week came from our old friend and your co-star in Wordplay, Merle Regal. Would you repeat that challenge for us, please?
Yes, I said take the phrase a correspondent, change one letter in it to a new letter, and rearrange the result to get the name of a famous correspondent. And I said it's one who's currently working. Who is it?
Daniel Shore.
Daniel Shore, you know, it's not Daniel Shore. There's a few letters wrong.
He is a correspondent who is still working.
That's right. And he just, I understand, celebrated his 90th birthday this past week. Mm-hmm. And I did anagram his name into Rare Child Son. You know, I bet Dan was a rare child son.
He began his ambitions to be a correspondent when he was 12 and growing up in the Bronx. And like the Energizer correspondent, he just keeps going and going and going. Well, I know. I was actually playing around a little bit because I knew the words in correspondent could not be rearranged to spell Dan Shore, but I wanted to say happy birthday. Who is the correspondent? That's the answer.
The correct answer is Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. We had 1,100 entries, actually over 1,100, from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Lisa Palmer. She joins us from Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you all?
I'm very well, thank you. What do you do in Baltimore?
I'm a program coordinator for the Mental Health Association of Maryland.
And have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
About 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been given a secret fact about you.
Oh.
You met your boyfriend on a puzzle internet site?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
So he lives in Tennessee, and we play your puzzle every Sunday when we can't be together. And
Oh.
A little romantic interlude during the week.
So. Is that violins I hear in the background? Well, Lisa, it sounds like you're ready to play. You know what this is all about.
Yeah.
So Lisa, meet Will. Will, meet Lisa.
Hello.
Let's play.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word contains the letter pair A-R. Reverse those to make R-A, and you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said cut as turkey and to greatly desire, you would say carve and crave.
Okay.
All right. Number one is take into custody. And your second clue is most unusual.
Arrest?
Yes. And just switch those first two letters.
Rarest.
Is most unusual. That's correct. Number two, president after Ford. And a sight on the moon.
Carter and crater?
Right. Bobby, who sang Mac the Knife. And part of a sink.
Darren and Drain.
Uh-huh. Prevent legally. And actress winger.
DeBar and Deborah.
That's right. A gaseous element. And to tease mercilessly. That second part being a two-word phrase.
A gaseous element.
And to tease mercilessly.
Is the first part two words, too?
No. That's one of the elements. I think it's element number 18.
No help to me.
Yeah, me either. The periodic table, forget about it. He knows that.
It's a bad gas to have leaking into your basement.
I was going to say argon, but that's...
There you go.
Really? All right, argon and...
Argon and Ray Ragon.
You rag on somebody, is right. An agriculturist and a person who runs an art shop at times.
Framer. And
yes.
Farmer and Framer.
That's right. Make unintelligible and an old-time actress, Betty.
World War II pinup.
That's right. Known
okay.
for her legs.
Grable.
Yes.
And
make unintelligible.
Garble.
Is right. Military fleet and a competitor of Hyatt or Holiday Inn.
Armada and Ramada.
Right. Spanish for late and news in Major League Baseball.
Spanish for late?
Uh-huh. It's also Spanish for afternoon.
Really? Brush up your Spanish.
I don't.
And what about news in Major League Baseball?
I'm guessing trade.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh,
so
trade and...
Tarde?
Tarde is right.
Tarde?
Okay.
Don't
Good.
Know Spanish?
No.
Don't know periodic
Spanish.
Table?
You figured it out, though. How about an elastic band holding up a stocking and a device for cheese?
A garter and a grater.
That's right. Bowed, that's B-O-W-E-D, bowed, and your second clue is ran.
Arched.
Oh, take out the H.
Arced.
Uh-huh.
Arced and raced.
That's right. Your first clue here is watched, and your second clue is marked a test again. Watched and marked a test again.
Regrade?
Past tense, marked.
Regraded?
Regraded.
Regraded.
And watched would be?
Regarded.
Regarded is right. Very good. Here's your last one. Move up. And your second clue is also move up.
That's too tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You can move something up or you yourself can move up. And an additional clue for the first term is to get out of bed in the morning.
Arise?
Yes.
Okay. Raise.
And raise. Nice job.
Nice job, Lisa. It's so much easier when he walks us through the clues, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You did really well. You did really well. Really well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Wordplay, the official companion book to the movie featuring Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Lisa, what's your... yeah, lots of stuff to play with. Yeah. What's your member station? What public radio station do you listen to?
WYPR.
WYPR in Baltimore, Maryland. All right, Lisa Palmer from Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks a lot. You were terrific.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Will, now the challenge for next week.
Yes, it's a straightforward puzzle. In most words containing the letter O between two consonants, the O is pronounced as either a long O or a short O. Can you name a common word in which O appears between two consonants and the O is pronounced like a short I? So again, a common word in which O appears between two consonants and the O is pronounced like a short I. What word is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.